One viewer said it started as a beautiful sight, but it ended in a spectacular blast of fire. Today's edition of CNN Student News begins with a rocket explosion on Virginia's coast. No one was on it. No one was hurt. The failure happened just after liftoff, a $200 million Antares rocket falling back down to Earth. The explosion was so tremendous because the unmanned vehicle was carrying enough fuel to get it to the International Space Station. The accident could be seen for miles. The pilot of a small plane shot this video. NASA is now inspecting the damage to its Wallops flight facility, and Orbital Science Corporation, who built the rocket, is leading the investigation into why this happened.
And we have liftoff.
The first stage was just seconds into a four-minute burn when the Antares rocket stalled, fell backward, and exploded. Nearly three-quarters of a million pounds of thrust went haywire, and spectators across the bay say the blast shook the ground even there.
Immediately, probably about 5 seconds in, you just saw kind of a fireball, and it wasn't, you could tell immediately that something was wrong.
It also clearly shook Virginia-based Orbital Sciences, the private contractor that built the rocket under a nearly $2 billion contract with NASA, now needs answers.
The investigation will include evaluating the debris that we will find around the launch pad. If you find anything that washes ashore in the local area or came down on your farm, definitely do not touch it.
No one was hurt in the explosion, but gone in a flash, 1,600 pounds of science experiments on everything from meteors to human blood flow, more than 1,600 pounds of hardware, computers, spacewalk equipment, and 1,400 pounds of food for the ISS crew. That does not create an instant emergency, but it will put extra pressure on upcoming missions to reestablish the supply chain to those astronauts in orbit. And the explosion could create political pressure, too, in the continuing debate over how much space travel can or should be put into the hands of private companies.
The U.S. Department of Homeland Security is increasing security at thousands of federal buildings. These are government, department, or agency locations all over the country. More than 9,500 of them will have more guards or monitors to keep them safe. There are a few reasons why. One, the attacks on Canadian government officials last week. Homeland Security wants to prevent that in America. Two, terrorist groups like ISIS continually tell their followers to target government and law enforcement officials. Homeland Security wants to protect them as much as possible. A U.S. official says these changes are a precautionary measure, that there's no new intelligence that federal buildings are more threatened than usual.